In the Holy Quran, there are many words to describe the word fi, each with a specific meaning. However, in English, they would translate these words as scared, panic, petrified, and etc. These words practically mean the same thing. These words do not give you a better understanding of what Allah is intending to say. Here are some words to describe fear in the Holy Quran. Khawf is a general type of fear. It is a type of fear when you feel upcoming danger, and in turn you become scared, like the fear of a dog chasing you. You feel upcoming danger and become scared. Or you feel upcoming danger from severe weather conditions and become scared. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "It is He who shows you the lightning, which may cause you fear, khawfan, or hope. Or like the fear of Allah, because you feel upcoming danger of His punishment. And we left therein a sign for those who fear, yakhafuna, the painful punishment." Khashya has also been translated as fear in many translations. This is a more specific type of fear. It is a fear as a result of knowledge. It is when you know the greatness and status of what you fear, and in turn you feel respect for it. Imagine you have a 2,000-year-old ornament. From your knowledge, you know that it is very rare, expensive, and very fragile, and fear that it might break. You know the greatness and status of what you fear, and as a result, you respect that item. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Only those who truly fear, yakhsha, Allah among His servants, are those who have knowledge." So the more knowledge a servant has of Allah, the more he will realize the status and greatness of Allah, and in turn will truly fear Him and feel great respect for Him. Hence why they say the scholars, the ones who possess a lot of knowledge, are the ones that truly fear Allah the way He should be feared. Khushu' is another word translated as fear. This is a fear that is manifested not only in your heart, but it is shown on your face and limbs as a sign of humility and submissiveness. This is the kind of fear a believer should have in prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Successful indeed are the believers. Those who have khushu' humble themselves in their prayers." So during prayer, our hearts should be in fear, in submissiveness and humility, such that it is visible on our limbs and face and in our actions. Taqwa is another word translated as fear. The term taqwa comes from the root wa-qa-ya, which means protection. Taqwa is not meant to mean fear, but being fearful is a sort of precondition to protecting oneself from something to avoid it. Therefore, taqwa means to protect oneself from the punishment of Allah by avoiding sins, and this is done by constantly being conscious of Allah's presence. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Fattaqu, protect yourselves against the fire, whose fuel is people and stones." Hadr is another word translated as fear. It is a type of fear that makes you cautious and alert, and you take care to avoid risks. The Holy Quran says, "Obey Allah and obey the Messenger, and be cautious, wahdharu, not to disobey them." Rawa is another word translated as fear. It is a type of fear that gets you worried or startles you. For example, imagine you were sleeping and you heard a loud knock at your door. You become startled, worried, and anxious. The Holy Quran says, "Then when the worry, rawa, had gone away from Ibrahim." This verse describes that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was startled, worried, and anxious when the angels refused the food that he offered them. Al-jasa is another word translated as fear. It is when a person has a sensation of fear and worry. It also has the meaning of trying to hide this fear, like when a person has a fear of being rejected and they try and hide it from others. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "So Musa conceived a fear, fa'awjasa, within himself." This is when Prophet Musa alayhi salam had a kind of hidden fear when facing the magicians. Wajil is another word translated as fear. It is a type of fear that penetrates deep in your heart and trembles. This is the kind of fear that a real believer has when they have real faith. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Indeed, the real believers are only those whose hearts, wajilat, tremble when Allah is mentioned." Rahab is another word translated as fear. It has a few different meanings, such as frightened, anxious, and worried. One other meaning is a fear that you are afraid that you will disappoint the one you love. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "And they supplicate to us in hope and in fear, wa rahba." In this verse, it is the type of fear you have of disappointing Allah, the one you love. Ru'b is another word translated as fear. It is a type of fear when you are terrified, have panic, and have unease. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "We will cast terror and unease into the hearts of those who disbelieve." Shafaq is another word translated as fear. It also has many meanings. One of its meanings is that you fear about something else. For example, you fear and worry that your prayer might not be accepted. Or you fear of your child becoming sick. Or you fear that you might fail your exam. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "They will say, when we were previously among our families, we used to live in fear." The Holy Verse is saying that the believers used to have fear of displeasing Allah. And it also could mean that they had fear for their families, afraid for their hereafter. Wajaf is another word translated as fear. It is a fear mixed with unease and discomfort. It is when you feel your heart pounding out of fear. Wajaf originally means to move fast, and Aljaf is used with the meaning to make a horse or a camel move really fast, making its heart race. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Hearts on that day will be full of terror, wajifah, pounding really fast." This is how the hearts of certain people will be on the Day of Judgment. These are just small examples of the richness of the Arabic language and how translations might not give you a deeper understanding of what is intended to be said.